Sagt der Mishnah Weiter, Masechtes Idyos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. In this Mishnah, we're going to see the third and fourth inyan that Rav Chanina Skana Kehanim testified to, what he remembered from his personal experience. Afhu Heyit, he also testified, he also said Edis, Al Kvar Katan, about a small town or village, Shoye Betzad Yerushalayim, literally that was on the side of Yerushalayim, near Yerushalayim. Vaya Vaizakan Echad, there was a Talmud Chacham there. Vaya Malva Lachol B'nei Akvar, he would lend money to all the people of the village. The people of the village were very lucky they had such a yid over there. V'koisev iksav yada, he would write the loan document, the shtar that says, I'm lending you money. He would write it with his own hand, his own handwriting, and give them to the borrowers. V'yacherim chaismim, others would sign the shtar. In other words, the borrowers arranged for Kashra Edis to sign the documents. Is this the way things were usually done? No. A shtar, a loan document, was written by the borrower, not the lender. But over here, the lender wrote it. Ibo mais lefnei chachamim. So the shtar came before the chachamim. V'tiru. And they said, it's okay. They were matter it. It's okay for the lender, the one giving the money, to write the shtar. They have to realize, the lender is writing the shtar. How do you know what he's writing here? Maybe he'll add more money than he actually gave. We say, no, look, there are qualified eitim who signed this. They checked out the facts. That's all. Zakta Mishnah, l'fi darkecha, from this mahalach, atalamad, we can learn the same would apply in a similar case. Shehaisha kesavas hasgita, that a woman can write her own get. Of course, after she writes the get, she has to give it over to her husband. The get has to be owned by the husband. But she gives it over to the husband. The husband has it signed by Edim. And then he gives it back to her. Normal practices, the husband or whoever the husband hires writes the get. Furthermore, for ish kaisev es shayvrei, a man can write his own receipt regarding paying the ksuba. Let's say there's a receipt that says the woman was meichel on getting her ksuba payment, or that it was already paid to her. We remember what a ksuba is. It's the money that a husband has to give his wife if he divorces her, or that his yarshim have to give her if he passes away before her. Now, normal practice is, again, that the wife writes the receipt. The receipt is called the shoiver, and it's signed by Adam and gives it to her husband. So you can use it as proof that he doesn't owe her anything. So the Mishnah is teaching us a chiddush, that this shayver, this receipt is kosher, even if the husband wrote it himself. Although the husband may be negeya bedavar, he may make up the story that he already paid when he didn't, or that the wife was machal deksuba when it's not true. But look, once he writes the document, he gives it to her, and it's signed by witnesses. It's only afterwards that she gives it to him, so we say it's okay. Now the reason for this is, she'ein kiyam haget ela b'chisamav, because the power of a document is in the signers, in the Edim, who signed the shtar. And as long as the document is signed by Kosher Edis, really makes no difference who wrote it. Weiter says the Mishnah, this is the fourth of the four halachis that Rav Chanina testified about, v'yal machad, in regard to a needle that became tame through Tumas Meis, Shenimseis bebosa, that was found in the flesh of a carbon when it was being cut up in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, we don't know if the Kohen who cut up this basar, or maybe the knife, touched the needle and became tameh. Again, we know for sure that the needle became tameh tumas meis. And now we find it inside the basar. Did the Kohen touch it? Did the knife touch this needle? If they didn't touch it, then the knife and the person are tar. Zak the Mishnah. Shehasakin, the knife that the basa was cut with, vayedayim, in the hands of the person who cut it, tahoy rice. But vabasar tame, the basar is tame. Now the meat is tame because the knife said we found this needle inside. It touched the meat. What's the reason that both the person cutting the meat and the knife are tahar? After all, how do we know? Maybe it touched the needle. Maybe he touched the needle. And the answer is, there is a halacha that safik tumah b'rishus harabim is tahar. Safik tumah that is found in a Rishus HaRabim is considered to be tar. And the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash has halacha of Rishus Aram in regard to Tumah. The reason the Basar is Tumah is because it's only Safik Tumah Rishus Aram. The Basar we know for sure touched the needle. We're just not sure if the person or the knife touched it. Now, remember what we learned not too long ago? In order for food to become Tumah, it has to first get wet through one of the Shiva Mashkin. Remember the simit of the Shiva Mashkin, Yad Shach Adam? Has to touch one of the seven liquids. So, did this meat get wet? If it didn't get wet, it can't become Tumah. So the Batanura explains, the Mishnah is talking about Behemoth Kachim, that we walked through a river right before the Shechita, and the water is still dripping. So the Basar touched the water. That's the only way the meat could become Tumah. Even though, says the Batanura, they used to wash the meat in special places in the Azara. But that water in the Azara is not machshir something to be mekabel tumah. So it must be this case that they led the animals through a river and you still have the dripping water there. So the basar becomes wet, and that's how it became tumah. Wet doesn't make a tumah. Wet makes it hukshru lekabel tumah. After it becomes wet, and then it comes into contact with tumah, it's tumah. So this basar is tumah because the needle was there. Ah, you're going to ask us about tanura, but once the food is tumah, isn't it metama the hands? No. That's a takana de rabbanan, and the halacha is ein tumas yidayim b'mikdash. When they made this gzeira that your hands become tame, it's not in the base of mikdash. Now, the Mishnah concludes, this is if we found the needle by the meat, but im nimtzes ba'peresh, if the needle was found in the peresh, the things that come out of the animal, the tzaya, hakol tahar, everything, including the basar, is tahar. Because perish cannot become tummy. People could become tummy. Kalim could become tummy. Food could become tummy. Liquids could become tummy. Drinkable liquids could become tummy, but not the perish. Okay. So in our Mishnah, we had the third and fourth Eidus and Rav Chanina ben Daisa. One was, even though normally, if I borrow money from you, I write the shtar. And normally when a man divorces his wife, he writes the get, and when a woman gives a receipt that she already received her ksoba or is meichel her ksoba, she would write the shtar. But if all of that is reversed, the way Rav Chanina says that taka happened, there was a zaken echad, he used to lend money and he would write the shtar, but Edom would sign it. And the Mishnah added the same would be true if a woman writes her get, but then gives it to the husband, and of course kashra Edom sign it. Or even if the man writes the receipt that my wife is meichel her ksoba, but kashra Edom sign it, it's okay, she'en kiyam haget ela b'chesama, because the main thing is that there are kasher edim. We assume the kasher edim verified that everything here is true. And the fourth thing Rav Chanina told us was about a needle that came into contact with tumas mes that was found in the basar of a carbon that was being cut up. We're not sure whether the person or the knife touched it. They're tahar, because the azar is that a shusaram, the safik tumba of shusaram is tahar. But if the needle was found in the parish, then we say, sure, it is tahar.